shit, now you know. You gonna put everybody else walking in.
Welcome back, guys. Yet another episode of FCFBA Talk Radio. I'm your host, giving you a quick intro before we jump up into this heavy one. We're talking propaganda in 2022. If you know what it means, you know it's going to be a good one. If not, we'll get you up to speed. Stay tuned. FCFBA Talk Radio is coming up next.
What do you think it is? What do you think I'm asking? How many people I killed?
Hey, y'all. Have you heard about the new social media website? Nah, it's not any of the big boys that you know about. Talking FCFVA.com, the new social media platform on the block. It's for everybody. Don't let the hip-hop scare you away. Don't let it scare you. Hip-hop's here to stay. But look, with a focus on news, real stories, real conversations, and also keeping things in perspective, that's the place to be. So if you're in the boardroom, if you're in your Ford F-150, if you're in your Chevy Corvair, if you're out there cutting grass, if you're fixing some lunch, I don't care if you're walking up and down the neighborhood blocks, tune in to FCFVA.com. Got a meme playlist for you. And also, you can share your opinion on so many topics. Check it out, FCFVA.com. Be sure to subscribe. And we're back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yet another episode of FCFVA Talk Radio. I'm your host. Talking propaganda in 2022. It's a big deal. Propaganda. Now, these terms have been thrown around for the past, say, 2-3 years. Fake news, mainstream bias, media bias, bias reporting, blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop. It doesn't hold a candle to true propaganda. I'm going to tell you why, because propaganda has a broader purpose. It's a broader scope when you're talking propaganda. Propaganda is the masses. Fake news is regions, localities. When you're talking propaganda, it strikes fear in the nations. You never know what the story may be. And what better way to figure it out than to get right into it? So, talking propaganda in 2022. And you can follow along by going to fcfva.com/propaganda in 2022. Or you can go to fcfva.com, go to the search bar, and just type in propaganda. Technically, you can just go to the page, the homepage, it'd be right there. But propaganda in 2022. And we're going to do a little reading. You know y'all like that. So, starting here, the resurgence of Cold War propaganda in 2022. And this is via FCFVA.com. This first excerpt is via Wikipedia in the article Cold War. Propaganda during the Cold War was at its peak in the 1950s and 1960s. In the early years of the Cold War, the United States would make propaganda that criticized and belittled the enemy, the Soviet Union. The American government dispersed propaganda through movies, television, music, literature, and art. The United States officials did not call it propaganda, maintaining that they were portraying accurate information about Russia and their communist way of life during the 1950s and 1960s. Now, already, tell me if that sounds a little familiar. The United States boycotted the 1980s Olympics, held in Moscow, along with Japan and West Germany, among many other nations. When the Olympics were held in Los Angeles in 1984, the Soviets did the same as the United States did to them and did not show up for the games. In terms of education, American propaganda took the form of videos children watched in school. One such video is called How to Spot a Communist. Now, I started it off with that because it's an introduction. Propaganda was huge, and it always is huge during war times. And they like to throw it around like this is the second Cold War. I don't know why they would want that. I don't know why they wouldn't do everything in their power, you know, those in power. I don't know why they wouldn't do everything in their power to try to prevent something like that. All the stories I heard about the Cold War times and war times, they weren't good stories. Coming up, you know, your grandparents telling you stories and stuff. So moving along with this article, what is propaganda? During the day, I find myself scrolling through random news articles and Quora feeds. I can't help but feel a hint of confusion. There are so many stories that are posted by reliable sources that just happen to be conflicting, to say the least. If you took the time to read the top breaking news headlines, you would find that many reports give quite different facts about the same stories. So what does propaganda have to do with this in 2022? Well, propaganda is biased or misleading info that is used to push a certain point of view. In case you didn't know, I'll run it back one more time. Propaganda is biased or misleading info that is used to push a certain point of view. Green light. So China. We're going to start off with China. The Belt and Road Initiative. In an attempt to connect more with Africa and Europe, China implemented the Belt and Road Initiative in 2013. This wide-reaching national goal meant that 150 countries would feel Chinese influence in some form. Taiwan. Taiwan has been a major topic of discussion across U.S. news waves in 2022. This relatively new Chinese state was formed in December 1949 by the government of the Republic of China, being forcibly relocated to the island. China feels as though there should be a one China policy. This means that Taiwan is regarded as part of China, while other countries think otherwise, mainly West, the Western countries. Xi gets third term. General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, 7th President of the People's Republic of China, Xi Jinping was recently elected to a rare third term. Now, some fear Xi Jinping's grip in the party, as well as China as a whole, but he has solidified China's goals for at least the next decade. Moving along now. Getting into Russia. Mobilization. Defense Minister Shoigu recently told President Vladimir Putin that the partial mobilization is over in Russia. Now, Russia called up around an additional 300,000 citizens to be summoned for service as the war in Ukraine rolls on. Now, this is in addition to the roughly 200,000 who were deployed to front lines in February 2022. Ukraine. The elephant in the room would definitely be the war in Ukraine. It was billed as war games and called a drill prior to the start of the operation. The current situation in Ukraine is getting to a boiling point. East versus West. The world knows that the United States has been a dominant world force for decades. The order has been challenged recently more than ever before. And opinions vary from country to country, but there's a stark difference in geopolitical views, points of views worldwide. Now, moving on, we got the UK. Three prime ministers in 1 year. The UK recently lost their queen of 70 years. Queen Elizabeth's reign is a stark contrast to the standard that the U.S. The UK recently lost their queen of 70 years. Queen Elizabeth's reign is a stark contrast to the standard that the UK's prime ministers have set this year. Now, during 2022, the UK has seen three different prime ministers come and go. Boris Johnson, Liz Truss, and now Rishi Sunak can say that they've been at the helm since January. Now, with Russia, in regard to the UK, NATO and the UN have been pushing sanction after sanction against the Russian Federation since February. The irony that might plague the UK this winter is the fact that much of the EU gets their fuel from Russia. As far as energy crisis, just reread. Go back over what I just said. And we're on to the U.S. We're talking about the Biden administration. Now, most United States citizens have some gripe about their government, but not many would actually move to another country. While Joe Biden signs off on more legislation, the people are left paying 2 to 3 times as much in fuel and food costs. That's a fact. Russia-Ukraine war, one minute our military is in disrepair, like they were stating a couple years back. The next, everything is ready to go. The United States military is feared globally, and for good reason. The sad part about the Russian-Ukraine situation is that it could easily draw in some of the world's, some of the greatest world powers. Quality of life. See the Biden administration. Now, most Americans complain about things that citizens of other countries wouldn't. Gas may be $6 a gallon, but you're driving a $60,000 vehicle. Some folks who complain about food prices also receive monthly government assistance, anywhere from $150 to $1,500 a month. And that's the article, folks. Propaganda. Now, you see where it started, you see where it ended. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if you summarize the majority of breaking news, world news, and what's going on today, it's heavily laced with propaganda. Heavily. Because I don't want to, you know, talk about the different sides too much, because we know all about the different sides. Who's playing who, left and right, moderate, conservative, east and west, old world and new world, whatever you want to call it. But the biggest thing is, you don't have to choose sides, you know. Be you, be yourself, be a good citizen if you believe in your country, you know. Other than that, don't pay this shit any mind. I mean, it comes out here, it's always a crisis, it's always this, it's always that. And I'm sure all you were doing was going to work or taking care of your family or taking care of your business. I don't think you caused any wars, you individually. But anytime it breaks out, we have to deal with the consequences. We have to deal with the effects. So definitely keep your ears open, your eyes peeled as to what's going on in the world, what's going on in your locality, what's going on in the news. Treat that. Use a fine-tooth comb with what the news is talking about. A small part of it is the truth. The rest is a sensationalized news story for ratings. Y'all stay tuned. Make sure you go to fcfva.com, create your profile. You get points, you get rewards. I'm trying to build up this community. And look, subscribe to FCFVA Talk Radio. And make sure, when you're listening, listen with friends. Share it on Facebook. Share it in your DMs on Instagram. Share it on Twitter. You know, this is some information that really needs to get out there, and people really need to. I'm not telling you, I'm telling you all the answers. I'm not saying that I have all the answers, but this information will point you in the right direction. And the rest is for you to figure out. It's been real. Y'all stay up. I'm out.